With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, TikTok is chock-a-block with beauty tips, and there are so many that they can't all be right. And here to help us skip past the nonsense, it's Jennifer Rock, CEO and founder of Skingredients and The Skin Nerd. You are very welcome to the show today.
Good morning.
You look so super fresh.
I do look a little bit fresh, considering I've had a very entertaining weekend.
Yeah, you had a fabulous weekend.
I had a fabulous weekend on my hand.
Yeah.
But lots of TikTok to discuss.
Loads of TikTok.
And there was, yeah, honestly, TikTok is one of those platforms that I love. I find so much entertainment in it. But there's a lot of questions and curiosity around, and people don't know what's true, what's not true. So I'm really looking forward to this segment.
So let's get straight into it.
Okay.
Because this is something that I have adapted for the last 3 days in my skincare routine.
Okay, very proud of you. 72 hours in.
72.
What is it? I
want
to know.
I'm talking about face yoga. I want to know, like, is this something that is actually going to work? What is it? Do I need a mat? Should I be using a mat?
For your face?
For my face? What am I
asking? I'm sure that's a marketeer's dream, actually.
I'd say so.
No, look, if we all know the power of yoga from a mindset perspective, from the body's perspective, but in this sense, we're talking about it for the face. So it has 2.9 billion views on TikTok. Like, hear the word billion there. Yeah. Like, there's definitely a demand for it. But essentially, like, I mean, there's celebs like Meghan Markle and all the people that you perhaps aspire to have a similar jawline, or, you know, their neck looks lovely and elongated. So they're claiming that this is a large part of their success as to why they look so fresh. So what is it? Well, essentially it is the same premise as what you're doing to your body. You're ultimately trying to, I suppose, stretch and tone the muscles on the face. And when you think about the muscles on the face, like, we have 57 different muscles. So what the yoga teachers, the facial yoga teachers, are teaching you is you literally target a specific muscle at a time. So for example, if you're conscious of lines on the upper lip or around the eye, you'll just do specific ones for that area. The key is not to squint or scrunch whilst you do it.
What?
At all. That's the hard part, right? Like, that's the hard part, because if you see me trying to do it, it's definitely something you do in private.
Yeah.
It's not something that you're going to potentially do in public. What are the benefits? If nothing else, the benefits are that it's triggering circulation, it's bringing blood to the area, it's bringing in, of course, all the oxygen nutrients that come with it. You definitely get a glow from it. You might get a giggle from it if you do it in my bathroom, because the faces are slightly peculiar. The cons are that there's no scientific backing for it as such, but it definitely brings relaxation. And the photographs and the videos, if they're all to be believed, they definitely, you do see people seeing differences within 30, 60, 90 days. Like with any health program, you know, if you go to the gym yourself and you're working on a muscle group, you'll start to see that tone of definition. So there is a logic to it. I think people are dismissing it because there's no science behind it. And typically, as you said, the skin nerd, like, we're all about the data, but skincare and all of that comes with skincare is hugely emotional as well. And it helps people feel good in themselves. I want to know what three moves or what moves are you doing? Because I have a couple to show.
So I'm holding my mouth like this, and then I'm using my Gua Sha tool to go right off along my cheek.
Oh, you're an advanced. Oh, so you're using a Gua Sha. So, a friend that doesn't know what a Gua Sha is, it's essentially like a flat stone tool. Mm. It's an ancient tool, and it essentially helps with lymphatic drainage and muscle. So for those that maybe, and what I do love about the facial yoga side is you don't actually have to spend any money. You can just use your hands.
Yeah.
So I love that. So probably my favorite one to do, probably because it's the most comical one. So, you know, when you're a child and perhaps with your sibling, you stick your tongue into the lower part.
Yeah.
You can, this is going to sound so attractive on air, Laura. So you stick your tongue into the lower part of your gum, like into your lower teeth, and you'll hold it there for a solid 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then you move it over. Oh, Laura's doing it beautifully here. And then you move it over to the right hand side and stretch there and back to the middle for another 5 seconds and over to the left. So if you, it's essentially stretching and toning the lower lip. So they claim then that it has an impact on the upper lip area.
Another one that's going to be a new one I'm going to add into the mix.
Another one is where you hold your neck right back and you place your hands over, I suppose, like your collarbone area, and then you put your neck right back. Like you're, like I was trying to throw you a piece of popcorn, now you're trying to catch it. Very good.
Yeah.
Brilliant, Gemma. Brilliant, Kansi. And then you're opening and closing your jaw. And the premise behind that is that you're strengthening out that neck muscle and really working on the jawbone itself. And then they claim that you can get within 30, 60, 90 days a much more toned and snatched.
And then, like, so that's the, like, the I'm putting this in quotation marks, the face yoga. I know the yoga community don't exactly like you just call an exercise yoga, because it's all about the mindset and everything. But lymphatic drainage then, is this all built into one, or is this a completely separate trend?
So I actually used to train lymphatic drainage as part of a facial brand I worked with years ago. So I'm a big believer in it. So lymphatic system, obviously there's a medical side to it, but if we just stick very much in the aesthetic side, mm-hmm. for the lymphatic system, it doesn't have its own pump. And so unlike your blood system where it pumps through the body, what you're essentially looking at sometimes, myself, I'm a perfect candidate for this today, Laura Fox, post-10 party Ibiza style on a Monday morning. So my eyes look puffy and I feel a little bit, you know, just fatigued and tired. Mm-hmm. So with lymphatic, what you're essentially doing is using your hands in a light superficial motion. So for example, around the eye area, you always use your ring finger. The reason why we say to use the ring finger is that it has the least amount of tendon. So it's a little bit, you know yourself, you don't have the same kind of strength in that area of the finger. And you're always going outwards. So ideally, you start first thing. Ideally, you do it in the morning. I don't think it's always realistic. People are like gone and out the door. Yeah. But you start in the middle of your, I suppose, collarbone area, and you do use your kind of your forefinger, middle finger, and your ring finger, and you do what's called pump actions. So you don't want to feel a lot of pressure, but you literally press, like, very gently, tap it in, and that's essentially clearing that lymph node. And then you go out to the ear, you do the same in front of the ear, you do it underneath the eyes, and then you're always sweeping motions outwards. And what it does do is really, it just calms and it helps kind of any fluid in the area to drain, and then it brings it back to the circulatory system. So it's not to use it medical, it's very much an instantaneous depuffing. I personally love it on the body. I used to be a lymphatic massage therapist. The difference in people's cellulite, it was such a satisfactory treatment to deliver it to people. Yeah. And then from a facial perspective, it really does help with the puffiness, and again, just allow you to look more radiant and fresh. So to go back to your original question, they do cross over. Like when you're using that gua sha, or using your hands and you're doing your facial yoga, or you're doing a lymphatic, you're essentially working a little bit of the muscle and the lymph together.
Okay.
So they do tend to cross over.
And do you have to remember as well, because this is, I'm learning on TikTok, to like swoop everything down your neck to make sure you're clearing it out?
That's a good point. So again, why you start with the collarbone areas that you're kind of clearing out, if you will, that's how they would describe it. And you're always actually going downwards, which is why I'm really important to state that you don't use pressure. Because when you talk about, say, cleansing your face or putting a massage product on your face, we'll always teach you to go upwards. So we always say from the neck up. Whereas with lymphatic, you're actually doing the opposite, because you're draining towards those lymph nodes. So going back to what you said, you start on the collarbone area, pump, out to the ear area, pump, and then sweeping outwards. You're always clearing back to the ear, and then from the ear back down and into the center of the neck area.
So these are two trends that we can essentially say, yeah, they're going to do you no harm. You could jump on them.
Absolutely. And like, that one's 1.1 billion views. So, I mean, what's really important, to why I love we're discussing this today, is sometimes TikTok makes up things. Sometimes TikTok regurgitates and brings back. It's like a renaissance. Like, these are old school techniques that have been around for centuries. It's just bringing them into a more modern platform, I suppose. And then yourself, 72 hours in, you just look
72 hours
I mean,
in
yoga and lymphatic drainage connoisseur. But yeah, no, it's trendy, but it has merit in that it's around for centuries, and there are so many tutorials online. You can actually go and get like one-to-one tutorials. You can go to online Zoom courses where people teach you how to do it, you know, with best practice in mind.
Okay, fantastic. Let's move on to something that has been in the ether, like you said, for a long time: microneedling. It is back trending again, though. What is it? Just a quick explainer for people who mightn't be familiar with this.
Of course. Okay, so microneedling, the name sort of suggests it. Micro meaning small, needling meaning that you are using a device that is a needle. For anyone that doesn't know what it looks like, it's essentially like a stick with a little kind of roller head. I always describe it, not the best analogy, so bear with if it isn't great, but you know, an old school lawnmower, it has that kind of rotatory head on it. Now, I'm not saying, please don't take this. Jennifer Rock says she's a lawnmower in your face. No, never. But what I am saying is that that's how it looks. So it's a manual, meaning that, you know, you put the vigor in yourself. There's two forms of microneedling, and they're somewhat misnamed in the media. Okay. So microneedling is essentially something that you would ideally do maybe at home. So home needling is what I prefer to call it. And then microneedling is typically called dermal needling. I'll explain that in a second. So basically, there's two forms of needling. One you can do safely at home, and the whole objective is to get whatever product you put on next into the lower layers of the skin. Bearing in mind that our skin is a barrier, it's actually quite hard to get active ingredients into it. And then the dermal, or the kind of more clinical needling, the whole goal is to cause controlled trauma with a view to causing your skin to repair itself, and in turn then create collagen and elastin, which is where it then is honestly an amazing treatment for the depth of the lines and the wrinkles to be reduced, the size of a pore to be reduced, the slackening around the jowl area that we get around those, we call those little lines around your mouth area, your nasolabial folds. It helps with all of that so much.
Acne scars, it
is brilliant. Why? Because it triggers collagen and elastin, but it triggers growth factors, and growth factors are essentially like a little mechanism within the skin that help trigger lots of different molecules. But yeah, one of them is collagen and elastin. And it is really hard to trigger growth factors with anything other than needling or perhaps in clinic treatment. So to go back to it, you can visualize the device. There's two different forms. In the clinic, when I'm doing it, and it's years since I've done it, I used to train people in London to do it, all across Ireland to do it, misquoted in a paper, which will remain unnamed, of course, that said Jennifer Rock would die happy with a needle in her hand, much to my mother's dismay. It was not the best headline. But I really do believe in this microneedling element in a clinical setting because it's hygienic. Mm-hmm. The length of those needles are quite long because they're like 1.5 millimeter or 1 millimeter typically is what a therapist or a nurse or a clinician will use, because it has to get past that top layer of the skin, get into the lower layer, and you are looking to get a lot of redness, a little bit of pinprick bleeding. And if you think about any treatment that has needles, pinprick bleeding, trying to cause trauma, it needs to be done in a suitable setting. When you're doing it at home, you're looking at needles like 0.02 millimeters, 0.05 millimeters, so significantly less. The dangerous part is that you can get both readily available on lots of platforms online, and people are bringing those larger 1.5 millimeters into their house. And so that's where the TikTok trends are showing, unfortunately, disfiguring, as you can imagine. It's with poor technique and just not the right setting. Bacteria, people are doing it over spots. So I would divide I wish the word was perhaps treated a little bit better. And if people think about home needling being trying to get my serums in deeper, and then microneedling or dermal needling being I'm actually trying to treat my skin at a lower level to reduce my pores, my lines, my wrinkles, my acne scars. And to be honest, Laura, like, my son is nearly 21. I am just a walking, talking stretch mark across my stomach. They don't go. But microneedling on my tummy in a controlled environment in a clinic, and I've had amazing results with my stretch marks. So they're a lot less. So it is an amazing treatment. Just be very careful that you differentiate between the two and how you do it at home.
Let's bring it down to basics, right? Because double cleansing is something that always comes up on my TikTok all the time. This seems like it's very simple, but is it worth it? Why should we be doing it?
The double cleansing sounds tiring, doesn't it?
Like,
put two?
Twice?
No, what do you mean? I barely do it once. So yeah, so cleansing every morning. Cleansing every morning and every evening is definitely the goal. Some facial gurus and skin therapists will say you don't need to cleanse in the morning. I don't know about you, I'm a sweaty mess in the morning, right? Like, I have to re-blow dry the hair because, so there's heat, there's a lot of sweat. It just sounds beautiful, actually.
Gorgeous.
I'd love to lie beside me. But yeah, so cleansing in the morning is to remove any of that oil, debris, dust, etc. That's settled onto the skin. And so what a double cleanse means, you don't have to use two products, just for the record. You can use your regular cream-based cleanser with a face cloth or a muslin cloth, or I'm showing my age now, but like, like a flannel. Do people say flannels anymore?
I don't think so.
I shouldn't be on TikTok, you're right. But yeah, removing your cleanser is essentially a double cleanse. Whereas in the evening time then, for what I would often do is I have my cream-based cleanser to take my SPF off. You have to take your SPF off. So that definitely removes it. And then I go on with, like, I'm a spot-prone human. It just doesn't seem to want to leave, right? So I'll embrace it. But I use then a salicylic acid-based cleanser. So that second cleanse is what I call a treatment cleanse. If you're someone who's dried skin, you won't use the salicylic acid. You'll use something like lactic acid or glycolic acid. And if you're sitting listening thinking, oh my goodness, that's a lot of acid. They're really gentle acids, and you don't use them every single night. But ultimately the goal is that you're kind of, you've got the skin clean with your first cleanse. Like, there's nothing left on. No trace of mascara or whatever you're wearing. And then the second cleanse is treating the skin neat, if you will, but with the ingredient that your skin needs to get the results that you want.
Okay, but also you can do it with one cleanser, your cream cleanser, twice if needs be.
Exactly.
If you don't want to splash out for two different cleansers.
Maybe you don't need it or don't want to, exactly.
The next thing that is over everybody's TikTok is essentially the Iron Man mask, and we are of course talking about red light therapy at home. Is it worth the hype and the money, essentially, because it's not cheap?
When I was working in clinics, I was a big believer in LED. So LED stands for, or the Iron Man mask, I love it. So LED stands for light emitting diode, and I'm always sitting here right in this studio telling you, like, be careful of light. It's not to scare people about light, but we know the ramifications of the sun if we don't protect ourselves. Can I just sit here smugly and say I haven't got a little bit of a burn, and I reapplied my SPF even though I was on my hen all weekend.
I've never seen a hat as big as what you had.
Sorry, the hat was a diva hat, I'm not going to lie. True, I actually couldn't see it. It was a health and safety hazard. But yes, I always talk about SPF and how you need to protect your skin from that light. However, these lights are particular lights that are specific. They're called nanometers. Essentially, it's a wavelength that gets into the skin, and each light has a different benefit. Why you call it an iron mask is what you can now get readily available at home is essentially that. It's like a mask that you, I suppose, strap on usually to the forehead, sometimes around the back of the head. And if you get, usually they have like a couple of different colours within them. So when you press a little setting, it'll change red. Red, if you leave it on for 10 to 20 minutes every day, it will essentially trigger collagen and elastin. Blue light is more linked to the antibacterial element, mm-hmm. so understandably more related to the acneic prone skin or problematic prone skin, should I say. And so to answer your question, are they worth it? There's a lot, like, this is a tough one because they usually are quite expensive.
Yeah.
So I would always say to myself, first and foremost, am I doing everything else within my skincare regime before I invest in this? Do I actually believe I will use this? Because you have to use it repeatedly in order to get the best results. So it is an every single day or at least 4 or 5 times a week exercise to be doing. I'm not always as diligent with it as I should be. So, and the key thing I'd say, if I was to ask anybody who's thinking of spending, because they're usually over the 100 euro mark, ask yourself, are they using terminology like medical grade?
Yeah.
If you go onto the website, do they actually have certification and board certified derms and that validating it? And then in terms of nanometers, and I can put this up on social later, for collagen particularly, because it's usually why people are buying it for that red light, it needs to be, look for 630 as your number. It needs to be 630 or 633 nanometers. So letter N and a letter M side by side. And that will mean that you're actually investing in something that truly will make a difference.
Okay.
If they don't have those nanometers,
exactly.
Yeah. If they don't have those nanometers, it's just perhaps not as guaranteed that you will see a difference. And take photographs, Laura.
Yeah.
Not just because you look brilliant with your iron mask on, but of the results, and start to go, do I actually see a difference?
Yeah.
And last thing I'd say is, don't change your skincare at the same time, because you might credit any changes to the mask, but it could actually be your skincare. So try and keep it the same for about 30, 60 days, bring in the mask, if you will, and then take photographs and ask yourself, do I see a difference?
I could talk to you all day.
I had to go.
All day about everything that there is. But so far, I think we've done well in the TikTok myths. You know, a lot of them are quite useful. And bringing it down to even just double cleansing, like,
the basics
are going to get you there. Jennifer Rock, thank you so much for coming in with us today. That is Jennifer Rock, CEO and founder of Skin Gradients and The Skin Nerd. She will be back next month as well, and over on her Instagram too, where she'll be putting in all this information just in case you might have missed it ever so slightly.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.